San Diego, Pimp in the Box, getting ready to dominate SoCal once again. The show begins at 9 a.m. on San Diego's home of the Jim Rome Show, 97.3 The Fan.
Brando tweets in at Ben and Woods here. Do you think the Padres will go after Trevor Bauer? Yeah, I hate to disappoint. I don't see. I just tweeted it out as well, what I was talking about at the end of our third hour there. I don't see a scenario, Woods, where it makes a lot of sense for the Padres to be buyers right now. Now, if they were already in the wild card lead and were trying to solidify that, yeah, all right, take a shot. It's one game playoff. But when you're battling with multiple teams, nearly 10 of them, for two wild card spots, you go out and you can mortgage the future. You could trade away three prospects, pick up Trevor Bauer, and increase your chances of getting a wild card by 25%. But that only gets you to a one-game coin flip to begin with. The only move that I can see the Padres making at the deadline would be one that would be more for next year and the year after. But a bullpen rental, like trading away a prospect for a bullpen rental for 2 months, that's not the kind of move that I envision A.J. Preller making here in July.
No, I mean, they've been cautious. And again, it's the worst. The two P words that we hate the worst is process and patience. And it's hard. It's hard to be a fan of a team that is seemingly at the beginning of the window, right? That I feel like with Fernando Tatis Jr., with Manny Machado, with, you know, Eric Hosmer to a certain extent, with Mejia having a pretty good week and taking a lot of playing time from Austin Hedges, I feel like there's the, you know, Hunter Renfroe, the Franimal, all that. Like, there's the cornerstones. Like, the pieces are in place. I just don't know that this is the year. And to go out and trade two or three prospects for a bullpen arm or a Marcus Stroman. Trevor Bauer is such an interesting case because, yeah, he's got phenomenal stuff. He's got filthy stuff. And I'm not.
But he's only signed for one more year after this one, right?
He signed for one more year, so you'd get him for a year and a half. And then he has made it abundantly clear over and over and over he will only sign one-year deals for the rest of his career. Now, I don't know if you can sway him, but that's what he said. I'm just taking him at his word. So if I'm going to trade three or four top prospects to get Trevor Bauer for a year and a half, especially this year when you're kind of bucking for 500, right? Like, you feel like 500 would be a much improved team. That, to me, makes me a little bit nervous.
I would love to hear. There were so many fans out there on our Twitter, just on Padres Twitter in general, who seem to think Andy Green is not the right guy for this job. And if you're one of them, our phone lines are open right now. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. I was reading the LA Times yesterday, and Dylan Hernandez wrote a column about Mike Socia, the former manager of the Angels, who is currently unemployed. He's like working with youth baseball players in Compton. They had to kind of search him out, but he said, oh, absolutely, if the right opportunity presented itself, I would very much like to manage again in Major League Baseball. I'm not going to be devastated if I don't, but there's a World Series winning manager right here in Southern California available right now. Probably would look at the Padres situation and say, oh yeah, with this kind of future talent coming up, I would be all in. I bet you could get him to sign on the dotted line tomorrow if you decided to fire Andy Green.
Joe Girardi said the exact same thing on our show last week. Hey, Joe, do you want to manage again? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely I do. But
those are the kind of guys who are available. So Padres fans, does that sound good to you?
The grass is always greener. So, yeah, I think the majority of fans would be like, oh, yeah, give me Socia. I mean, you got to remember, Mike Socia had some pretty talented teams, and they won one World Series.
Finished three straight losing seasons with the Angels despite being anchored by the best player on the planet in Mike Trout.
You had Joe Girardi, won, you know, high payroll, superstar players, won one World Series. I mean, look, and I've said it before, winning one World Series here would change everything. It changes the entire dynamic and complexion of our city, of the perception of our city, of the Padres in general. But do you guys still believe and trust in this plan? That's the real question. If you dig down, do you think that there's a plan and do you believe in it? I think that there's a plan. I'm not sure that I don't know.
Well, that's a good question, because if things are actually kind of going according to that plan.
I think so, and you think so, but I think I just see a lot of impatience, and I see a lot of people out there that are, you know, hey, fire him. Who do you bring in? Let me ask you this. Is Rod Barajas a better bullpen manager than Andy Green? I don't know.
How would you know?
I would have no idea. I really don't.
Would
he
be different than Andy Green? Probably. Maybe that's enough for some people right now.
Maybe the baseline for that argument, Ben, is it's time for a new voice in the clubhouse, right? You always hear that bit. Well, it's just time for a new voice. So, I don't know. I don't know either way.
You can we can all just write down right now. No one's catching the Dodgers in the NL West.
Done.
Right?
It's booked. I mean, yeah.
They already have the best pitching. They have the deepest lineup and roster. Their bullpen's great, but it's fine. And they're getting great production out of their rookies. They had 3 straight walk-off home runs by rookies.
Incredible.
Against the Colorado Rockies over the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Matt Beattie, Alex Verdugo, and Will Smith, all with walk-off home runs for the Dodgers. How are you going to catch a team like that? They've increased their lead over the second place Colorado Rockies to like 13 games.
It's moronic. And you know what? Like, that's a team that they need bullpen help. Joe Kelly's been terrible. Kenley Jansen's been, you know, fallible as he was last year. They're going to go out and improve their club at the deadline because, well, that's what they should be doing. They absolutely should go for it. I mean, they've been in the dance twice and never took the girl home for 2 years in a row. It's World Series win or bust for the Dodgers this year.
833-288-0973. I see some calls coming in. Here's two opposite views back-to-back that I just got on my Twitter feed. Feed Mike's Brain tweets, hold them. Next year is the target, meaning prospects. They've shown great potential this year. Don't change the plan. Skyler tweets and says, I'd rather be in position to compete and get that wild card spot than waste another year saying, hey, next year will be good. It's almost been a decade since we last even sniffed the playoffs. It's time to step up to play and win. Neither guy is wrong. Neither guy is definitely right. They're both valid opinions. It's just a matter of what kind of fan that you prefer to be.
Yep.
You know, win now at all costs, even if it's kind of a low percentage, or still continue to play the long game. Let's go out to the phone lines, see what some of these Padres fans have to say this morning. 833-288-0973. Kyle's out in East County. Kyle, welcome to Ben and Woods this morning. How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Doing great, man. Having so much fun on a Monday.
Awesome. So I wanted to comment about the Andy Green situation. I feel like you guys kind of hinted at it a little bit already, but it's kind of too early in this process for us to be blaming someone. And I feel like Padres fans were so excited about the start of the season and how well we were doing. And now they're kind of falling off and they need someone to blame. And I feel like the easiest person to blame for any team is the manager.
Yeah, because you're not going to fire, you know, you're not going to dump Kirby Yates because he blew a save. You're not going to dump Manny Machado because he booted one.
You might send Phil Maton down to the minors.
You may send Phil Maton down to the minors to, quote unquote,
let's
figure
be honest,
it out.
Maton's garbage. Let's just be honest. But anyways, that's another story.
No, you're right. I mean, and that's what we do as fans.
As are most teams' sixth relievers. I mean, if you want to be honest about it, you can take the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, almost every team in Major League Baseball, and you look at the sixth guy out of their bullpen, you're probably fairly going to say, okay, that guy stinks.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, there's that guy
there's
in every bullpen.
Not enough good relievers to fill every single bullpen.
Problem is that you know, we're looking at a few of that guy right now. Brad Weck has been horrible. Whistler is, it's just a bunch of meh down there right now, you know? And that's Adam Warren and Robbie Erlin and all those guys. It's just, who do you count on? Who do you count on besides Kirby Yates?
All right, these lines are starting to jam. We're going to continue to run through these Padres opinions and your phone calls next at 833-288-0973. All right, Woods, our lines are jammed here on 97.3 The Fan. And
finally, let's go. Everybody's just up and at them.
When I'm looking at the what Hammer is written in the description side, doesn't look like Padres fans are overly happy. I do have some good news, though. Everyone listening right now, everyone on hold, Has a chance to win a great trip to Las Vegas to see Willie Nelson at the Venetian. He is going to be starting a residency show, and we're going to send one of our listeners on a Vegas road trip to see that show. Go to 97.3thefansd.com. Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, to register. And Ben Wood's going to give you a trip to see an American legend. The trip includes a two-night stay at the fabulous Venetian and a travel card to cover gas. Go to 97.3thefansd.com/Willie. To sign up. Are we ready for this?
That's a hell of a... Yeah, let's go. Why not? This is what we do.
All right, let's run through it. 833-288-0973. George, welcome to Ben and Woods this morning. How you doing, George?
What's up, fellas? Glad to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you.
I can see you and walk my dog in the morning.
Thank you, sir. All right, fire away, George. Let's go. Let's get tough on the Padres.
Hold their feet to the fire, George.
Let's go, George.
Andy Green.
Okay.
When we hired him, he was a nice hire. He was a kind hire. He's not for this team. First of all, Will Myers with that whole, we got to do this thing, these drills in September.
Yeah.
That shows a lack of respect for him in the clubhouse. Second of all, strikeouts. This team strikes out every year in the top five, consistently 6 years running, hitting coach after hitting coach.
Yep.
What's the plan to change that? Zero clutch. They need a proven manager. They're bringing in proven players. They need a proven manager to support them.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's, you're not wrong, right? He's not wrong at all. He makes some good points, but I don't see how bringing Terry Francona in here makes Will Myers not strike out. Does he command more respect? I don't know. Like the thing is, it's hard for any of us to say because we're not in the rooms with, you know, guys love playing for Tito. That's the thing, though, Benny. You don't hear. You saw Jason Vargas go to the carpet for Mickey Callaway yesterday. Would a guy do that for Andy Green? I don't know. I haven't heard. I did. Here's what I do know. Here's the comments that I've heard from the San Diego Padres. And George is right. It's a great call. Here's what I've heard about a player saying something about Andy Green. Oh, man. Andy's never been worse than he is right now. Yeah. From what I hear, he can grind on him a little bit. But isn't that kind of what you want your manager to do to a fairly young team at the time that happened? Don't you want him to kind of grind these guys
point.
A little bit?
I mean, if you're looking for a guy who has proven it, well, Andy Green certainly hasn't. He hasn't even had a winning season
no,
yet.
No, his numbers, if you look at the numbers, baseball. They're awful.
So I can't defend the numbers. If you're looking for a guy who's going to demand more of his team, well, I mean, George just made the point for us. You know, Will Myers was complaining because Andy Green was asking more from his players than at least one player wanted to give.
Exactly.
Last September.
Isn't that, don't you want that though?
At least from a fan perspective, it seems like more fans want a manager who's going to be tougher on the players, more demanding than one. Hey, you know, we need to get rid of Andy Green. We need to get a guy in here who's really laid back, lets the players do what they want all the time. No one ever calls in and says that.
Never.
You know,
never.
They're always looking for someone who's tougher. Yet the example that we just got there is that, oh, yeah, Will Myers thought he was being too tough on the guy.
Can I just say something, too? I hope I'm not betraying any confidences because I won't use any names. But, you know, who's the manager out there? If I ask you guys, give me the manager that everybody just seems to love. He's just beloved. He can do no wrong.
Joe Maddon.
Correct. I heard from a guy that played for him that his clubhouse is an absolute toilet. It's an absolute S show. Guys run roughshod in there. They do whatever they want. Now, they have a supreme wealth of talent on that team. Sometimes those teams are able to figure it out. But he's not some master motivator. He doesn't go motivate Anthony Rizzo. He doesn't motivate Javi Baez. Javi Baez is going to be Javi. I heard from a guy that was in that clubhouse. He was a pro player and said, dude, are you kidding me? It's the biggest misconception in baseball. That clubhouse is an S show. That's a quote. And who runs that clubhouse? Joe Maddon. Proving my point that nobody knows what the hell they're talking about half the time.
You know, yesterday it's unacceptable to blow 2-3-run leads. And, you know, the manager takes some responsibility for that. Yet a week ago it was, oh, man, the Padres have just come back from 6 runs down in the 9th and 3 runs down in the 9th to win amazing games. And, I mean, we've got to credit Andy Green somewhat for those if we're going to blame him for yesterday, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's just not something that you can quantify, right? It just can't. I mean, here's one from our boy Rob. Andy Green deserves to be fired. It doesn't have anything to do with Phil Maton. He's not the guy that's getting us to the promised land. That is abundantly clear.
Let's go out to Mike in Temecula. Mike called us up, 833-288-0973. Welcome to the fan, Mike.
Hey, guys. I just like to classify myself as OG Mike from the other station that you guys always
Oh, the OG Mike.
The one Mike that we had that used to call
us. Yeah, there was like 70 of you.
Yeah, but I was the first.
All right, anyway. Attaboy.
Hey, people just got to realize it's, we're not going to catch the Dodgers. We're 2.5 games out. Yeah, we lost 3 in a row, but we just won 3 in a row. It's a process it's a bumpy road right now. Yeah, our pitching staff was, you know, all high and mighty, the young guys. Well, you know, they're getting a taste of what reality is, and some are working out, some aren't working out. But Andy Green, you got to give him a chance. I mean, I don't think he's the best manager we ever had. I mean, but he's going to get more players for next year. Then you could kind of start holding his feet to the fire. You know, the guy's very witty. I mean, you guys have had him on the show or, you know,
yeah. Every
old Diaz. So it's just, I mean, yeah, I want them to win. They should have won. But, I mean, that happens, right? I mean, just 2.5 games out, that's nothing. And, you know, I'm going to continue to support him regardless of who's managing and who's not. But we got to take our lumps and bumps.
You know, Mike, I think you bring up a great question. It's a good call. Thank you for being the OG Mike. Has Andy Green had a fair chance yet? I mean, most managers, you know, in their fourth season, it would be kind of ridiculous to say, well, he hasn't really had a chance.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, a lot of guys get fired after 2 or 3 seasons if they're not getting the job done. He's into his fourth and has yet to be saddled, really, with any expectations. This year is the first time, thanks to Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr., that we really expect anything at all from Andy Green. We have given him a complete free pass for 3 years. Now we're still giving him a partial free pass. That above all, is where I think the frustration is coming from some fans right now, with us, maybe with the media. Like, you gave him a free pass for 3 years. At some point, doesn't he have to at least meet a certain standard? And the answer, of course, is yes, he does. But where to set that standard? And we set it at around 500 this year.
That seemed pretty fair.
They won 66 games last year, so if they could win 15 or 16 more than last year, that would be a huge improvement. Right now they're on pace for right around that, and it's hard for us to now come back and say, oh, no, Andy Green's not getting the job done. At the beginning of the season, we said a 15-game improvement would be good, really good. Now we're saying a 15-game improvement should get you fired? That wouldn't really be all that fair. Not that baseball is fair, but that seems particularly harsh.
It's definitely not.
Let's get another one in here. Marcelo. Marcelo, welcome to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Fettus? Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, man.
Hey, so what I wanted to bring up, you guys were talking about the long ball. Yeah, you know, I've been witnessing for quite a while, man, since the last World Series appearance, been playing long ball for quite some time now, and you know, I'm sure the fans, like myself, we want to see action. Andy Green, yeah, he's had his chance, and he is, you know, on pace to do more wins as a club this year than the previous years,
yeah,
thanks to the two additions that we've had on the team. But I don't think they've been doing anything to interest other players around the league that want to come to San Diego and play for us, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Tatis was a, you know,
just got Manny Machado.
They just got Manny, though. Like, Manny said, hey, I saw that he was on the R2C2 podcast out of New York City with Ryan Russillo and CC Sabathia. And he said when he saw Fernando Tatis Jr. play and the offer was on the table, he's like, yeah, I want to play with that kid. I want to play with that kid. So I don't know, man. Like, maybe that remains to be seen. But here's the deal. I mean, we always say it. Losing breeds contempt. Everybody is full of contempt right now because you got swept by the Pirates and you blew 2-3 run leads, and that sucks, and it's awful, and as a fan, it was hard to watch, and I know those guys are kicking their own ass today, and we've helped kick their ass a little bit today because that's not something that can happen. You got to win that ball game. Period, the end. I don't know that you can Andy Green today for that loss, but that was the worst Padres loss of the year, in my opinion. It was awful. And it starts the ball. It starts that ball rolling, right? Where you really start to think about, all right, is this the guy? You know, and I, I'm with you. I don't know about the whole luring people to San Diego. San Diego kind of speaks for itself. And Ron Fowler has shown a willingness to want to win and write a check. So
we've still got some callers on the line. I just got a tweet. We mentioned Joe Girardi. We mentioned Mike Socia,
yeah,
guys who could be available. Miguel just tweeted in someone that would at least make me pause and say, okay, maybe if we could go with him, that might be someone I'd take over Andy Green. I'll let you know who that choice could be when we come back on Ben and Woods right here on 97.3 The Fan. I don't think Woodsy was a big fan of this suggestion that was brought up. He was getting a little passionate during our break.
It's just, I love the guy, but
right,
come
we'll
on.
We'll get to that in just a second. It's one of the biggest parties of the year. Opening day at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club this year, Wednesday, July 17th. In Woods, we got a four-pack of tickets so we can give away right now to the third caller at 833-288-0973. Be the third caller at 833-288-0973. We'll send you to opening day. Always a huge party.
Oh, so, it's fancy. Very. You go to opening day?
I have been to several.
I've been to
days.
One, and it was way too fancy for my blood. In a suit.
The hats.
I was roasting.
Oh, it's always warm.
I had boob sweat.
I mean, if you want to be seen and you want to see, that's the place.
There's
to be seen.
Plenty to look at out there if you catch my drift, Benny.
So the suggestion we've got here from Miguel.
Oh, boy. I got another one from Izzy, too. Same one.
Managerial candidates if you were going to replace Andy Green. And he says for 2020, Ben, would you consider Bruce Bochy?
And you got all excited.
You didn't. You were like, basically.
I love Boch, the man. I love Boch, the person.
No one doesn't like Boch, the person and the man. That's a cold take. What's your hot take and why you don't want to see Bruce Bochy?
Boch is pretty much leaving the game because he doesn't like the way the game is going. He's not a big analytics guy. He's more of a manage from his gut guy. No analytics guy is going to run Mad Bum out there in the World Series. None in the world. Nobody in the world is going to run Mad Bum out there on no rest to go out and win you a World Series. Nobody, except a manager that manages with his gut. Now, 15 years ago, if Bochy's out there, sure, I'd take a look. But the way that it's going now, no chance.
I mean, was manager of the Padres 15 years ago.
Fair enough. But you know what I'm saying, like, I don't want to say the game has passed him by, but I'm kind of saying the game has passed him by. It's different. He's a different school of manager.
I am an analytics guy as much as anyone. I believe in it 100%.
And I'm more not than you are.
This is where I think it bothers me, and it bothers a lot of fans a lot. If there was a way that A.J. Preller and Bruce Bochy could sit down in a room and have a nice conversation, and Boch goes, yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from on a lot of these things, and you know, I'd be willing to work with some of that. And AJ would say, hey, and I respect what you've been able to accomplish and making those decisions, and I'll give you some of that freedom to, you know, make some changes and not necessarily go by what the computer says every single time. You think if those guys could get together in a room, you're telling me that you wouldn't want a guy who's won three World Series in the past decade. We're not talking about 20 years ago with Mike Socia. We're talking three in the last decade, who lives here in San Diego, was a former Padres player, was a beloved manager. By the way, four of the five times that the Padres have been to the playoffs in their franchise history, Bruce Bochy was a part of it as either the player or a manager.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, What am I missing here that you wouldn't consider Bruce Bochy?
Just that I think that the game is going in a different direction. I mean, you're losing managers. Look, the Twins.
And maybe they get in a room and it's like, no, I'm not feeling it and I'm not seeing it. And then fine, you don't do it. But to me, if you are looking for a new manager, that's the name you have to start with next year. If he's interested, that's the name you have to start with in 2020.
Now, I
think Andy Green's going to be the manager of the Padres in 2020.
Probably.
But if he's not, you know, Bruce Bochy is where I start and then go from there.
Well, flip the script. Do you think Bruce Bochy would be interested in the Padres job?
I don't know. I mean, he may be serious about retirement. Drink some red wine, you know, enjoy his house, enjoy
He's signing up for a process. I know we're not allowed to use that word, but next year it will still be a process. It'll be the very start, of the opening window.
You know, that he'd be... Any manager would be very lucky to be jumping in at this point. If you told him you were signing up for
year three of Mackenzie Gore and Chris Paddock, then maybe.
Patino and all those guys. Yeah, I mean, maybe, but I don't know, man. It just feels like the game's going in a different direction. You got a Hall of Famer in Paul Molitor, who was a pretty decent manager for the Twins. They dump him for Rocco Baldelli, who had zero managerial experience, and he's taking the Twins to first place. You know how baseball it is. It's trends. It's following what the Astros did or what the Cubs did, and that's how it goes until it doesn't, until somebody comes up with the new thing, and then they're going to do that. I just don't know that Boach is going to be in it for the long haul.
Guests on Ben and Woods appear on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Vote SDCCU for Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It's better. And speaking of the phones, let's go back out. 833-288-0973. Mark is in El Cajon. Mark, welcome to Ben and Woods on a Monday morning. How are you doing?
Hi, how you doing, Ben and Woods?
Hey, Mark. Good, man. How you doing?
Good. He got it wrong. It's Mike.
Mike in El Cajon.
Okay, first of all, I got to straight up and say I've been a Padres fan since they were doing spring ball in Hawaii.
Wow.
In the old stadium. Okay, and then obviously Jack McCann. I was raised, my dad took me to see the Padres when Jack McCann was, and we went to the World Series. And I still do not like the New York Yankees to this day. But anyway, long story short, I love Bochy. I think he'd be great. It'd be nostalgic. We'd make more money. The Padres get more money. More fans would come to Petco Park, and that'd be awesome. However, the issue is what Ted Leitner said last night, and this is the really important, is that when Uncle Teddy says our bullpen's atrocious, he's been in baseball a long time. That guy from Oklahoma, he knows what he's talking about. And especially when Tony Gwynn's son is right next to him, and Tony Gwynn's son was not saying a word, because you know Tony Gwynn's son, he loves our Padres so dearly, and he knows the Padres. We need somebody to realize that, hey, we just beat the National League Central, their best player. We beat them, we swept them, and then we got swept by the lowest of the National League Central. Our bullpen will always strike out. They'll get their strike two, every guy. Even Mouton, all those guys, but they don't have the killer instinct like Yates does and like, for instance, Kevin Brown, or for instance, Andy Ashby, those kind of guys, or even Dave Gerbecki. But the
Mike. I see where you're going, and you're right. Andy Green will come back, after the game, and he'll say, "Hey, I trust these guys more often than not. They're gonna get the job done for me." And he can point and say, "Hey, five out of the last six times, so and so has been great."
And I say this, Ben, as a guy that sat and talked to 10 guys that played for Bruce Bochy, right? And they said, I would run through a brick wall for Boch, I'd take a bullet for Boch, whatever. Hey, look, maybe if he's into the rebuild process, and next year will be, we're all expecting bricks. They're bricks, one after a time. This is the first brick. Next year is a new brick when you bring up some of these other kids to come up and throw. But man, it's going to be, realistically, you got to think it's still going to be 3 years from now, right, when it really starts to hit. Because Mackenzie Gore, let's say he comes up next year, he's on a pitch count. He's on a hardcore pitch count, right? Paddock's kind of easing off that.
Yeah, I mean,
Patino's coming up, he's on a pitch count.
It'll be a little easier to manage because hopefully you'll have Garrett Richards, a veteran back who you signed last offseason to sit through an injury this year and maybe be back next year. I expect A.J. Preller to go out somewhere, whether it's trade or free agency, and pick up another starting pitcher, a decent one, maybe even a frontline one for next season. And then you can work, then it's not so bad when you've got a couple of rookies on limited arms. It's this year when you have no no experienced starting pitchers that it's so hard to manage that throughout a whole season. When I mean, all the guys, even Joey Lucchese is real. I mean, he's just in his second year.
Yep.
He was one of the. He's like one of the first guys. Was he the first guy to come up from the 2016 draft?
Yes.
I mean, and he's your. He's your veteran.
Yeah.
He's your veteran. He's still younger than probably 95% of pitchers in baseball, and he's your veteran. That's a tough situation to put any manager in.
We doing this? Did you see who's on hold?
No, I didn't even. I didn't see that. Cool. Yeah, why don't we do this?
Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that
we're flying by the seat of our pants today. So,
all right, let's
forgive us. It's
go
a Monday.
Out to the SDCCU fan hotline. And joining us from the Big Band Morning Show on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Padres getting ready to face the Orioles the next couple of days. Rob Long is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. From one fan to another. Rob, good to have you on with Ben and Woods this morning.
Hey, good to be here. Good to be here.
Hey, Rob. Yeah, no, we got you there, Rob. Okay, first question. Yeah, it's Monday morning. First question from me. What kind of reception will Manny Machado get when he returns to Camden Yards tomorrow? I mean, we just saw Albert Pujols basically get standing ovations every time he walked out of the dugout in St. Louis. What's going to be like for Manny in Baltimore?
You know what? I'm not a down-the-middle person. Oh, I should say a politically correct person. So when I give you this answer, I really mean this. Mixed. It's going to be mixed. I would love to lean it towards appreciation, but I really think it's going to be mixed. There are a lot of people here in Baltimore who hate Manny. I think it's unjustifiable. I think some of the things he's criticized for now are the things he did here in Baltimore. No one said anything, but now they've played another uniform. Baltimore fans tend to beat him up a lot. I don't get it. Manny Machado, I remember back in 2012, he came up as a shortstop, moved to third base because we had Wilson, better know Mitch, at third base and Mark Reynolds at third base, and both of those guys were absolutely horrible. Manny Machado, a guy who never played third base, came up and basically saved the season and got us in the wild card. I don't get it. He's a guy that put – he gave us his heart and soul here in Baltimore. And for some reason, the fans the half of the fan base that I feel like it's half of the fan base that's going to respond negatively to him, I think how soon they forget.
Talking to Rob Long from the Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, we've got him here now. I think the general consensus is that we are all huge fans and so happy that he decided to come here to San Diego. But in reality,
I envy.
I mean, he's such a fun player to watch. It's ridiculous how in just a short time, you know, you watch him play defense, especially you shake your head every single night. You're like, my God, he's the smoothest cat out there. And I think there's been. Is there a perception in Baltimore like, well, great, he's somebody else's problem now? When he was there, he wasn't a problem for the Orioles. Everybody defended him.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, honestly, I remember the incident with Josh Donaldson. We kind of turned our head to that and shrugged it off when he was wrong. I'll be honest with you.
I'm sure.
A defender. He was wrong, but we kind of turned our head and shrugged it off, and we moved on. But now, everything that he does is the worst thing. There's an article that he had out. I forget what publication did it, but he says he felt like the Orioles showed him no love. All they did for Baltimore and for the state, they show him no love. And I'll be honest with you, one of my questions, and I kind of had Adam on air. He says, what is the state of Maryland, the OM, and this, that, and the other? I said, you know, we've become such a headline society that it's ridiculous. If you read the article, he's not saying that the state of Maryland owes him anything. He said the Orioles, the context of his quote, was the fact that the Dodgers gave up a lot to him and showed him love, and the Orioles didn't. He said all that he did as a citizen here in Baltimore and for the state. He's not saying the state did them all. He's not saying the city did them all. If you read the entire article, he's saying the Orioles did them all. But it seems like they used that even to beat him up and saying something that he didn't say. He didn't say that. You read the whole thing and not just the headline.
Hey, Rob, you think that if Manny Machado was that bad for the Orioles once they got rid of him, well, you know, sky's the limit. Hasn't exactly been great since then. Now, we've had plenty of bad seasons here in San Diego, so, you know, I'm not here to make fun, but whoa.
Yeah, you are.
This has been
fun.
A tough one for the
fun.
Orioles.
It's pretty petty of you. You're here to make fun, but that's all right. I'll take it. I'll be the butt of the joke now. That's fine. It's horrible here.
Oh, I bet.
Horrible. You know, the best thing about that 10-game losing streak the Orioles had, I was on vacation most of it, didn't have to talk about it. That's the best part about that 10-game losing streak. I was at Ocean City, Maryland with the family, avoiding the sun and sand. But they are, you know, Trey Mancini, they had this big campaign getting Trey Mancini in the All-Star game. I'm thinking to myself, man, when the All-Star game is over, what do we have?
That's so good, man. We've been there.
It's not funny, but you got to laugh, not to cry, because I also do Orioles pre- and post-game show on Magic TV for the weekend series. And so, you know, I got to cover it there, too. And sometimes after the game, man, you got to find things to say that, you know, I mean, it's tough. It is. He's a good young player. Hopefully he'll continue to grow. I'm a big Renato Nunez fan. If he can continue to show some power, maybe just hit 245, 250. And as much as I love Trey Mancini, if he can bring him a couple of pitches, I hope they trade him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, so the thing is, here in San Diego, we've been hearing, you know, from management and for years is, hey, listen, we got a plan. The future looks bright. Are Orioles fans thinking the same thing? Hey, listen, this is going to suck for a while, but if we can do what the Astros did, and really to some extent what the Padres have done somewhat, and what, you know, the Cubs did, is that, yeah. Do you guys feel like, based on what's in your system, the future is very bright in Baltimore?
It depends on who you ask. I think the fan, you know what's a great way to put this? The fan base would cheer for Manny. Believes the future's bright. The fan base who boos Manny believes that the sky's falling.
Yeah.
That's my good way of saying the ones who think rational know the future's bright. The one who doesn't know they're behind from the hole in the ground believes that the sky's falling. That's just how it is. For those of us who follow baseball, who know, the Orioles are not an organization that can buy a winning team. They can't do it. They are in a fight right now with the Washington Nationals over massive, for goodness sake. They can't go out and spend $200 million.
Yep.
They don't know what they're going to owe $200 million a year. So, you know, they have to do it the old-fashioned way. You know what I mean? They got to bring them up. They got to trade for some guys. They got to draft well, which I believe they did. Beyond the first round this year, I thought they drafted well. I love their first four picks. I do. And that's what they got to continue to do. If they don't do it that way, then it's doom and gloom. If they do it that way, then I think, you know, with Mike Elias and Vic Mattel, I like it, the direction they're going in. My thing is, though, I don't know how long Brandon Hyde can continue to sit in front of the media and take it, because, you know, I literally pray for that man at night.
Straight off his vacation in Ocean City, calling into Ben and Woods. Appreciate it, Rob.
I'm at Hershey with the kids now.
Now he's in Hershey. Okay, there you go.
How much vacation do you guys get over there?
I coach girls basketball, and we had an AAU tournament up here at Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's how I missed the phone, because it was on silent.
Right outside of Harrisburg, yeah, and I know where Hershey is in Pennsylvania.
You do. There you go. That's exactly where I am right now.
Yeah, Rob.
No, he's born and raised here.
No, I'm a West Coast. I've been to we have a lot of good Little League teams, so I've had to go to Williamsport four or five times, and somehow I've driven through all backcountry Pennsylvania to get there.
And I thought I was committed. I got to go to Chicago with my team in 3 weeks. You came from West Coast to Hershey? That's more committed than I am.
He sure did.
Hey, Rob, really appreciate it. You have a good week.
You have a great one.
All right, Rob Long there at our... Rob Long there on SDCCU Fan Hotline. Again, vote SDCCU for Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It's better, Ben.
And
by the way, if you're interested in an Orioles perspective, and that was pretty good from Rob Long there, I got a special guest. What time tomorrow, Paul, for our
8:35
special guest, Hall of Famer, Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, maybe you've heard of him. I'm stoked to talk to
the
Cal.
The Iron Man is going to be with Ben and Woods tomorrow, so make sure you tune in 8:35 tomorrow for that. I've got one last question here to occupy our last couple of minutes. It's just something that's kind of nagging at me. I mean, what an amazing play by Fernando Tatis Jr. tagging up on a pop fly to second base. Is that the one time he can do that in his career, though?
Yeah, they're going to be.
Now,
yeah,
he's never going to catch another infielder off guard.
Yeah.
You wish he had waited, like, you know, for a playoff clincher or something
Fine. Hey, listen, he's probably going to try again. And you know what? He's probably going to make it again. You know, I mean, they're going to be hip to it, but doesn't mean he still can't make it.
I still can't believe he had the nerve to even try it.
So great.
And then he made it.
He made it.
That's so ridiculous.
So
that was
great.
So ridiculous.
It's the only highlight, really, man.
It
was phenomenal.
I mean, that long after we've stopped debating Andy Green and the bullpen and the got swept by the Pirates, we'll remember that time that Fernando Tatis Jr. tagged up on a pop fly.
Pretty awesome, man.
To second base.
Pretty awesome.
We will remember that. Just a reminder, Gwynn and Chris are going to be out at Buffalo Wild Wings this afternoon. Join them from 3 to 7. Show up, and you're also supporting a great cause, the Tony and Alicia Gwynn Foundation. Make sure you're out. Buffalo Wild Wings with Gwynn and Chris this afternoon in Mission Valley for 97.3 The Fan. Plus, they'll be drawing another name in our biggest fan contest. We didn't have a winner today, but you'll have another chance to hear your name drawn in the 4 o'clock hour. And if you haven't registered yet for that Vegas road trip to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, do so at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Listen for your chance to win. That'll do it for us today. For Hammer, for Jeff, Paul, Woodsy, I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan and Ben and Woods.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.